Studio 360.
What are you, my mother?
I'm not your mother.
What are you, my mother?
I'm not your mother.
What are you, my mom?
I am not your mother.
Who are you, my mother?
That's right! I am your mother!
Today on the show, motherhood. And women creating stories about what it can mean to be a mother today.
This is it!
My name is Gloria Calderon-Kellett, and I am the executive producer, co-showrunner, and co-creator of One Day at a Time on Netflix, a reimagining of the Norman Lear 1975 classic.
Reimagining is definitely the right word, because the new One Day at a Time isn't like reboots of the Roseanne and Arrested Development kind that just reunite the casts and rebuild the sets and continue the old shows where they left off. Instead, Gloria Calderon-Kellett's version of One Day at a Time changes almost everything. Norman Lear's original version went on the air in 1975, lasted until 1984. It featured a white divorced mom with two daughters. The new version features a divorced mom too, but this new one is a brown-skinned Cuban-American and Army veteran raising both a daughter, Elena.
Mom, after school, can you drive me to march with the Lesbians Against Fracking?
As well as a son, Alex.
Every time I show up at school, there are all these eyes expecting perfection.
You might think that 95-year-old Norman Lear would resist so much futzing with his original idea, but it turns out the futzing was his idea.
I was leaving a spin class and I got a phone call that Norman wanted to talk about One Day at a Time and remaking it with a Latino lead. And, you know, I really took the meeting honestly because I just wanted to meet Norman Lear.
Lear and his producing partner had seen a study about the rarity of Latinas on TV shows, especially single moms. And Lear happened to have a well-tested single mom story he was looking to reboot.
He said, "If this were you, Gloria, and you were divorced tomorrow, what would that look like for you?" And I said, well, first of all, my parents would live with me. I mean, my parents are at my house every day, right now. That's the truth of my life. You know, it's something that in my own life, my parents were working parents. I spent a lot of time with my grandmother. My mother's mother is who picked me up from school. I was at their house until my parents got home from work. I ate every dinner at my grandmother's house because she lived next door to us. It was a very huge part of my life being with my grandmother and grandfather. And when I told that to Norman, he was like, well, great, let's do it.
They cast Rita Moreno to play Lydia, the fictional family's live-in grandmother.
Rita's character is really loosely based on my mother and grandmother and the type of fierce, stunning, hilarious, dramatic women that my grandmother has passed away, but my mother is very much alive and always has a heel and a lipstick.
I need to look nice in case I die in my sleep.
Right.
Mommy, don't say that.
No, mija, if I do die, make sure that they do a good job on my face for the funeral and bring a little red lipstick along.
I know. You've been telling me since I was five.
Don't let them make me up like a puta.
And my shade is a scarlet sunrise.
The original version wasn't among the best Norman Lear shows like All in the Family or Sanford and Son, but this new one is getting lots of critical approval. The New York Times called it a show that radiates delight, and Netflix will release a third season next year. Before she started making sitcoms, Gloria Calderon-Kellett, born in the 1970s, watched a lot of them.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up.
And the TV mothers she watched growing up before she had kids shaped how she viewed motherhood and how she now develops storylines about it. She talked with us about some of her favorite TV moms.
Mrs. Brady, Carol Brady. Carol just always looked amazing, always had a smile on her face, always had good advice and stern words, but also really loved and enjoyed her kids and her husband.
Marcia, lots of children have to wear braces. Well, Dr. Ruskin will take them off soon and you'll be prettier than ever.
By that time, I'll be an old maid. 20.
Mrs. Brady really reminded me of my mom. She always looked amazing. My mother always looked amazing. Looks amazing. She's still alive. She looks amazing all the time. Like, I don't know if she wakes up super early or she's just sort of genetically perfect. It's probably the latter. Elise Keaton from The Amazing Family Ties.
You have every right to live your own life. I'm not trying to deny you that.
Was sort of the first time I saw friends' moms represented on TV, like the Caucasian houses that I went to have playdates at. She just reminded me of these, you know, fun, young, excited moms who had a lot to say and were very, very smart and political and had strong points of view. And I always really appreciated that. She had different points of view than her kids.
Okay, then why did you drive 100 miles and humiliate me in front of half the state of West Virginia? You had a few hours to kill?
No, Alex, I did it because you defied me. And even more important than that, I did it because I was hurt and angry and fed up.
Like, that's dramatic. I love it. That's a dramatic conversation that's done with humor. She is imperfect and is able to admit that imperfection, which is also really huge.
There's a time for love and a time for living. Take a chance and face the world.
Oh my gosh, Who's the Boss was amazing because not only was Angela, who was also a professional divorcee, raising her son, but Mona, who was this fabulous, larger-than-life, glamorous grandmother, much like my mother and my grandmother, was in the home. So I really saw my family through those women. They were tough and they were beautiful and they were funny and fierce.
Mother, You're wearing a bathing suit. What? How did it get on me? Mother, I just... Man, isn't it a little revealing?
I certainly hope so.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
Take a book to bed, or at least somebody who's read one.
There was a sexuality to Mona that Lydia certainly has, too, that I think people don't often write to that much anymore. These amazing, sexy older women who really live in their beauty and their sexuality, but also are really well-rounded humans. And that's not something that is often seen for actresses beyond a certain age. And, you know, Rita's 86 years old, and you can't get sexier than Rita Moreno. Well, okay, Claire Huxtable in The Cosby Show was a freaking lawyer, like a badass lawyer. She was a working mom and also an incredible and warm and supportive parent.
You're not going to a college party where they're going to be guys 4 and 5 years older than you. Forget it.
Mom, can I help it if I'm so mature that older men find me attractive? You're forcing me to socialize with people my own age, and it's holding back my intellectual development.
Darling, what I'm holding back here has nothing to do with intellect. Now, don't think because I'm in Washington, you can just up and do as you please, and I won't know about it. I have eyes and ears everywhere, dear.
So good. I love her. The amazing Felicia Rashad. Oh, my gosh. My mom was a working mom, and to be able to see that represented on TV and to also see that this woman was a working mom, had a thriving career, but was also a wonderful mom, was also there for her kids, was really transformative, because not only were these people of color, which is also something that I had never seen before and that I self-identified with, they were affluent, they were loving. And it was really, really amazing to be able to see that, because my mom got a lot of flack. It was growing up in the 70s and 80s, you know, that was still sort of frowned upon, women returning to the workplace, as crazy as that sounds. You know, my mom, to her credit, I don't know how she managed to do it, but there's not one performance or speech or anything that she ever missed. She found a way to leave work and then work late to cover it or something so that she could be at everything. And I feel like that was represented in Claire Huxtable for me, is this mom who, my God, was determined to have her own life and career, but also be a wonderful mom to her kids.
You have a family who loves you.
Thanks, Mom.
I think the thing I want to say about motherhood on One Day at a Time you know, I really relate to Penelope a lot of the way she thinks and feels about being a mother and having a mother around is reflected through my lens. It's very complicated and it's hard and it's painful.
Alex, we're going to figure this out. But you can't hit somebody every time they call you a name.
I don't. It was just this time.
What, this has happened before?
Yeah.
What did they say?
You know, beaner, wetbag, gangbanger, pitbull.
Pitbull is the only one that's even close to accurate.
And it's beautiful and it's joyous.
Dale, Blanquita, dale.
And it's not easy to raise these kids and to have a sense of who you think they are, and then they turn into whoever they are.
I want her to have the most perfect coming out story, you know, where I'm cool and supportive and we high five and ride unicorns down a rainbow together.
And to be able to see this woman's journey as she loves her kids and tries to help them be the best people they can be and live happy lives while also taking into account her own stability, her own mental health, her own journey as a person, and also seeing and caring for her mother.
You had a stroke?
I kept it a secret from you.
You kept it a secret from me?
It was nothing. You were pregnant with Elena. I didn't want to bother you.
This was 15 years ago. I can't believe you.
I have a hammer toe that needs to be shaved. How dare you attack me when I'm about to go under the knife?
And making characters that are real people so that people can see themselves and hopefully start conversations about motherhood, about how difficult it is to parent, and to hopefully make it a little easier, I hope, for parents at home.
You know, you don't have to be a superwoman. There can only be one such woman in a family, and that is me.
That piece was produced by Zoe Saunders, Mary Saunders' favorite daughter. Gloria Calderon-Kellett's show, One Day at a Time, is on Netflix.